All right, welcome to another episode of Kentucky Football Car Pro Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
All right, well, I guess last week didn't go as planned. I said 24-7 for Kentucky, but the fucking score was just the opposite. You still have a lot to play for, man. They still have a slight chance to get a New York Six. I mean, Central Florida loses, stuff like that. I mean,
yeah. I mean, there's still a lot on the table. Hell, 8 wins. They got Florida in there now. 9-win season is acceptable, dude.
They got Florida in there now.
I don't know.
They have Florida in there, and we beat them. I don't know.
We just got to get these next 2 wins.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous about tomorrow.
Yeah. At this point, I'm nervous about every game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really as nervous about the UofL game because they're just a fucking dumpster fire. But
that's what I said about Tennessee.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. You just squandered a big opportunity last week. And I like to say that Grant's done a lot for us, and I think that he's a good offensive coordinator, but I think they got to be more aggressive, man.
Yeah, I think it's Stoops' play call. I think Stoops has him on a leash.
If that's true, then he needs to hire somebody.
Look what Neil Brown's done outside of Kentucky. Look what Shannon Dawson's done outside of Kentucky. Shannon Dawson's offense is putting up almost like 400 yards a game.
Yeah, well, I just think if that's the truth, then he needs to hire somebody that he can trust, and he needs to let his coordinators call a game.
Be aggressive. Go for points.
He lets his defense call. He lets his defense corner call games now.
Right.
I don't get the whole. I trust me. I'm all about let's run the ball 70% of the time. Trust me. But if you're gonna run the ball 70% of the time, you gotta throw it downfield.
Right. More than 5 yard bubble screens.
Because the 5 yard bubble screens essentially a run.
You know, here's what I want to do is we look great when we run a hurry up.
Yeah.
Maybe our hurry-up offense is really, really freaking good.
You know, and I think that – I don't know. I think that they're not losing Lynn Bolden. They're trying to get him involved, but to use Lynn Bolden, put him in a slot, and throw him those little – I feel like he's open all the time going across the middle.
Yeah.
They don't use CJ right. They don't – and still, like I said, I think – I hate to say this, but I think that if it is Eddie Grant calling the plays, he's got to go.
Right.
After this year, because this team had a really good opportunity and they just came out flat last week.
Yeah, I know. We still have a good opportunity, but
it's a typical Kentucky team that they lose, they let one game lose it twice.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, the Georgia game, they're up for it. I think they played a decent game. I think Georgia's just that much better.
Right.
But we're that much better in Tennessee. And we went down there and just, you know, the first drive was just, you know, they had a couple first downs and then it just the wheels went off, and then they never regained it. And the defense, and now if you really pay attention to the game, and I think everyone's saying, "Well, what's wrong with the defense now?" and stuff like that. What's wrong is the defense has to take chances now. If you realize,
oh yeah, and they're on the field more.
Well, because they know that this offense is struggling so bad that the only way the offense is going to score is if they get short fields.
I don't think we've had a first half touchdown in 3 weeks.
I can't remember one
against Georgia. We didn't have one against Vandy, I don't think.
No, because we only put four. Well, I guess we did have one against Vandy.
All right, so we went Georgia, Missouri, and Tennessee without a first half touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, the defense now is they're taking chances. They're sending people. They're trying to get turnovers. And if you notice, like, that they're trying to get pressure on the quarterback, so they're taking a lot more chances than they usually would because they know that if they give this offense, the offense ain't going to march down 80 yards like at the beginning of the season.
Right.
They got to get a short field for the offense. And therefore, they're leaving single coverages and stuff like that. And it's nothing against – I don't think it's so much poor defense as it is they got to take chances now.
They're gambling.
They're gambling because they got to. Right. I mean, shit. If you watch the end of the Tennessee game, they had what, 3 fumble recoveries in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
And I think they were in the red zone inside on Tennessee's time, side of the ball like 4 times and didn't score once. And if you had told me that – I mean, you were down 24-7 going in the fourth quarter.
And we still had a chance to make it.
It's still a chance, yeah.
I don't know if it's the play calling. It's got to be the play calling.
It's the play calling, man.
I feel like they're executing. It's just bad plays. It's just bad calls.
Well, yeah. I mean, like when you want them to go conservative, they go aggressive. When you want them to be aggressive, they go conservative. Like,
right.
Like if it's 3rd and 13, a 2-yard pass isn't going to get you 13 yards.
Right, throw a 15-yard pass.
Yeah.
Or throw it to that Mod Wagner kid. He hasn't caught a ball yet, but every time they throw to him, he gets a penalty.
When it's 2nd and 1, let's not throw the ball. Let's try to run it.
Right.
Or if it's third and inches, let's not try to do something stupid. It's just like, it seems like since the second half of that South Carolina game, whatever happened,
our offense hasn't been the same.
Has not been the same. I mean, it's literally have not shown up at all. We saw a glimpse of it now. The very last Vandy, like the last round of Vandy game, looked like the old offense, running the ball, throwing these passes, running the ball. But, you know, again, Terry Wilson is essentially a freshman quarterback.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault. I think he's getting a lot of stuff. It's more so, I don't think it's so much him not being able to perform as the play calls have been horrendous.
They've been bad.
I mean, you're not taking any chances. You're not taking the top off. There's fucking safeties are coming up. Tennessee was bringing their safeties all the way up, and it's fucking
right.
I mean, they were daring them to throw it downfield, and they would not. Would not.
It's there, and Terry's got a good arm.
Hey, he seems like he does.
Yeah.
Now he's got a couple balls that are behind him and stuff like that. I don't believe the fact that he's the reason the offense is struggling. The reason the offense is struggling now is because the offensive line is getting zero push now.
No, they're not. We're not winning the line of scrimmage anymore.
And at the beginning of the season, they were winning the line of scrimmage. And now, you know, it's a troubling trend with Stoops in the second half of football and not coming out and performing. And it wasn't in our hard stretch of our schedule. We did awesome.
Right.
I mean, you lost one of the three toughest games. You lost one, and it was an overtime. Now you let Georgia thump you on your home field, and then you go out of Tennessee – in a half-empty stadium, you let Tennessee
just annihilate you. Just do whatever they wanted to you.
It was disappointing. And like I said, if we didn't finish 10-2, it was disappointing. But same time, there is still a lot to play for. You're still in the running for New Year's Six. I don't know how, but you still are. You finished 9-3. A couple of things go your way. If Georgia goes into the SEC championship game and beats fucking Bama, which, I mean, that's a very unlikely thing.
Right. I don't think anybody's beating Bama.
No, probably not. But if they go in there and they do beat them and they make the playoff, that means two SEC teams. LSU is probably guaranteed New Year's Six unless they lose like two more games.
Right.
You know, you're basically competing with Florida to get there. In these last two games, you get there and you actually perform. I think that'll mean a lot to us. Mean a lot to UK.
Absolutely.
But like I said, 9-3 is great, and if you get to 10-3 would even be better. But you just gotta get. Well, if they win the bowl game, they'll get the 10th win. But still, I think next year's schedule is easier. And I think, again, if you win 9 games this year, you're still showing – if you win 8 games, you're showing progress.
Right, progress. We won one extra game.
But to be 6-1 and then finish up 8-4 would be just an average season. 9-3 is a great season. They won 9 games since the 80s.
Right.
So, I mean – that's
I mean, three is huge. I mean,
everyone's upset. I get it, but remember, we haven't had a winning season in the SEC in forever. We haven't won 9 games in forever. We haven't won 8 games in forever.
Right.
We haven't been relevant in football in a very long time. And a lot of people would have told you in the season if they said Kentucky gets 9 wins. I think almost everyone would be like, hell yeah.
Right.
It's just disappointing that you lost to Tennessee when you could be 10-2, but. You know, it could be Louisville, man. I mean, you could be looking at something like that. So,
right.
I don't know. What's your offensive guy tomorrow?
Offensive guy for tomorrow? I think it's going to be Benny. Safe bet. But he needs to reestablish himself.
He's got to.
He's underperformed the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I think, for me, it's going to be the whole unit, the whole offensive line. They've got to. If you can't push Middle Tennessee around,
they're going to get killed by you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that. And then Middle Tennessee's offense, I think last week, put up over 500 yards. They're 7-3. They have the same record as us.
Yeah.
They're about to win the Conference USA. They're a
really good team.
They're pretty good. I know they got thumped by Bama, and I think I thumped by somebody else. I think LSU or someone else played them. But we should beat the shit out of them.
We should.
But Kentucky football likes to let us down the second half of the season.
We should beat the hell out
of them. I don't think the Louisville game I'm as nervous about as this game, because this game is kind of – we remember last time Middle Tennessee came in here, we had to stop him on a last second touchdown. Right. I don't care. You just got to get a win.
Right.
You just got to get out of it tomorrow. Get yourself back on track for the UofL
game.
Get the 8-win mark. You get there. You get to the UofL game. You should be able to run it right down Louisville's throat.
We'll see how they deal with the new interim coach. I'm worried that the players are going to have something to play for.
They're going
to
play for something, but I don't think they're very good. But we'll talk about that next week. But Middle Tennessee State, I mean, The line was at 2 touchdowns. Now it's actually moved higher. They're talking on the radio that the people are taking Kentucky. It's moved to about 18 points now, where it was started off at 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were talking about it this morning on the radio. I was thinking, God, we haven't beat a team like that at all. I mean, it doesn't matter who we're playing. Right. It seems like – I think Kentucky will win probably about 14, but a little bit more than 14. But you know, it's all depending on if we get the line of scrimmage, especially on the offensive side.
Right.
Defense has been fantastic all year. I still think they're – the second or third best defense in the SEC. It's just the fact is you can't leave your defense on the field
for that many plays.
For that many fucking plays and expect them to make a stop every fucking game. I mean, you saw they played practically the entire Texas A&M game, and that's how good that defense is. They were right. Awesome. I think not having Darius West in the first half of the Tennessee game, it obviously hurt us on the Hail Mary.
Right.
And I think if he was there for the first half, I'm thinking it may have been 7-3 at half.
Right.
3-0 and a half. A bit a lot closer, I feel like. But, you know, maybe we'll see, man. So, leading on the defense, I guess Darius West is my guy.
Darius West is your guy?
Josh Allen, senior day. He's probably going to show up and play.
Oh, he's gonna have a huge game.
So, you know.
I'm going to go with Jordan Jones for my guy.
I mean, Jordan Jones has played up. I mean, he's been the guy, man. He's quietly the last couple of years been quiet. But he's definitely a guy that's played all 4 years. This whole senior class has been
unbelievable,
especially since the whole Joker crap and how that ended up and Stoops first couple of years, stuff like that. This senior class we read yesterday that has won more than anyone in SEC ever.
Yeah.
So it's definitely
this senior class has changed the culture of Kentucky.
Oh yeah, I mean the facilities have been upgraded, you know. They've taken a leap forward. Obviously, ended the Florida streak. Ended the Florida streak. Got the streak going against South Carolina. They've beaten Tennessee since they've been here. They've beaten U of L. They beat a Heisman winner.
Right.
You know they've beaten ranked teams at home. It's been really fun to watch 4 years of these guys kind of develop. You know, there's guys that have taken that I was really excited about early. I've taken sick bats. Dorian Baker, Chris Westry, but Chris Westry against Tennessee was pretty good,
yeah.
For the most part,
he was better.
You know, guys like that. But you also got to see guys. I mean, I don't think we'll see another. I loved Marcus McClinton when he was here, but right. I mean, Mike Edwards, my God, he was great. He's been a great safety. Beatty, the last couple of years has he's the one guy that has really taken control of his
right.
of that spot and kind of became the guy for our corners. You know, and of course, Darius West, I mean, you can't say enough about the guy. The guy has came back from everything. Right. Hopefully he comes back for another year, but obviously with his injury problems he's had, I understand if he wants to get drafted to make some money. And then of course, Josh Allen, what a 2-star.
What can you say about the guy?
I mean, the guy's the greatest player that's ever come through here. You know, Middleton, the last couple of years, we watched him. The first time I ever heard of Middleton, well, I mean, that I really started catching on, the guy's been playing good football, was the last three games of 2 years ago, when we beat Louisville and stuff like that. The last three games, he really came on, took the spot from Elam. And I think, you know, again, and then Jordan Jones, he won that Louisville game for us that year because him spying on
Lamar
changed
the entire game.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, great senior class. I'm sure I'm leaving out people. You know, guy on the offensive line, you know, Bunchy Stallings, those guys. Bunchy's an All-American.
Right.
I mean, fantastic. CJ, I mean, most underused tight end ever. Probably guy's gonna be a Pro
Probably
Bowler.
The greatest tight end to come through Kentucky. They'll never get recognized as that.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, next year we will miss his blocking. He's awesome.
Great blocker.
He's great at blocking. But so, I guess my prediction for tomorrow would be, to me, it's gonna be like a 31-10 game, 31-7. But you know, I know we haven't won by that much at all, so it's hard to.
Yeah, I'm going more of a 21-7 kind of game.
Yeah. Well, if it gets that way, I'll be happy due to our other things going on.
Right.
So, but it's an early game. Hope everyone makes it out there. It's a great senior class. You know, we need these last two games. I know that people are kind of getting off it now, but
yeah, but, basketball season. We had a couple losses. Now
people are jumping off it. But
I'm still in football mode. I struggle to watch these basketball games.
Oh yeah, but like I said, man, this is a fantastic senior class. It's been a great year, regardless of what happens. Even if they finish 8-4, even if they finish 7-5, it's still been a great year because they ended the Florida streak, right? I mean,
right.
Would you take a I would take a 1-11 season in that season.
I was
in that streak.
You're saying that if we only win one game, I won Florida.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is, man. I'm just tired of that. I was tired of that streak.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing about it.
So, all right. Well, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Fuck you.